Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. While sorting through a drawer, I came across a student ID from more than 20 years ago from China Evangelical Seminary. The face in the photo looked so young, so unformed. It brought me back to those years when I placed calling above income. Back then, I was earning just over $30,000 a month, and I was seriously testing how deep my dependence on money actually ran. I tried giving away 9/10 of it and living on the remaining 10th. It wasn't romantic idealism, and it wasn't performance. I simply wanted to know if money was not the foundation of my security, could I hold together? I pushed myself to the edge before I found a threshold I could actually sustain. In my younger years, I learned not to worship money. But after I left pastoral ministry and stepped into entrepreneurship, I came to understand something painful. Ideals without the practical capacity to carry them out can themselves be a form of naivety. For a calling to leave a mark on the world, it requires resources, institutions, and a team. So in my middle years, I began learning something different. Not to fear money, I started disciplining myself in the craft of generating it and governing it well. These two things only become maturity when they are held together. If you despise money alone, your calling loses its ability to take root in the world. If you pursue money alone, your soul loses its sense of direction. So for me, financial freedom is not having enough money that you never have to work again. It is no longer allowing money to determine who I am, how I live, or what I live for. Money must be pursued, but it must serve something higher: conscience, calling, relationships, and faithfulness to oneself.